Question 18. The people who do become top-level achievers are rarely child prodigies. That is certainly true in business. The early lives of the Welches, Ogilvies, and Rockefellers almost never hint at the success to come. Looking at more scientific research, this is one of the most notable findings in Benjamin Bloom's large study, which examined performers at the highest level, people who had achieved national or international recognition before age 40. For example, all of the 24 pianists studied, each a finalist in at least one major international competition, had had lessons forced upon them, in the words of the study, just the opposite of the kids who seemed driven to sit at the piano as toddlers. Similarly, in no case did the parents of the future champion swimmers foresee their child's eventual achievements. Time and again, the story is the same. Even by age 11 or 12, it would have been difficult to predict who the future exceptional performers would be.